This is Jorie Graham. I'm reading Overheard in the Herd. "You have to make sure you have skin in the game," was one of the rules they yelled out near the end. Also, one must have hope. Also, watch the clock. The clock is running out. Out of what? I had hoped to escape, to form one lucid, unassailable thought. About what? It did not matter about what. It just needs to be shapely and true. Let me tell you, to feel a thought one came up with one's self, out of one's interiority. There, that's the whole story. If humanity, if to hang on, claw back, what to call it, however atrophied, not living. Yes, horribly close-quartered. However much we missed the bus. However much we should have been there while it lasted. Hear us. It lasted. Even here off the bus, its lastingness keeps blossoming and spooling onward. Yes, it's a game. It's always just a game. The wind is hissing this all afternoon. But even it, raspy and weakening, plunders this space that it might find some emptiness from mind. Lean in and you'll hear plenitude. Listen, it's trying to make a void again, in which to hear itself. It's too alone. Everything wants embodiment. But there's this noise now, it's replacing everything. This humming of agreement, fast track, skipped step, information, yes, 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 lost hope, lost will. Dear disembodiment, here is an old wind. Watch it orchestrate event. I raise my hand to find my face again. I know I'm supposed to think I'm whole. There is no holiness in me. Can I begin again? I'd like to try to get this right. We might, if gotten right, go on. Whom am I speaking to? Whom? I'll pick up the acid, the wrappers, the 3D glasses. I'll gather up the spotless tools, printers, magnifiers. The place is wired for sound. I'll cut the wires. I'll drag the cursors off. I'll sweep it clean. They've taught me to. I think this way because I am human. That's my secret occupation. I am unusually common. I can get it right if you just tell me. We have a shot. Whom am I speaking to? Why is that laughter seeping out nonstop from the invisible? From hospice, hospital, embassy, cathedral. Oh, ghost institutions, why must you hover here, spy here, before me always, though invisible? Or is it invincible? I can't make out the words being said. Or is it sent in my direction? I'll wait for an answer. I have indeed nothing better to do. I have nothing actually at all to do. We cannot remember having that, a thing to do. To be needed, what was that like? To figure, discover, uncover, recover. To make, bring, think, shape. To fold, to crease, prepare, serve up. To imagine, to buy, hold, name, sell, to shape, to order. This haunts us now, to make a thing for another, for another's use, to fashion, to offer, to bring, hide, make, to serve. Oh, to serve. My new humanity is now relieved of duty. My soul has its alarm turned off. No, my soul has this knot in its throat. Or is it a gag, pacified, petrified, up all night counting silently towards infinity, losing its place? How many of us are left? What else could happen? Has it all already happened? Who is they? That autocorrected to thy. Why? No matter what I say, it fixes it. It's fixed.